Ah, yes. Let me pour you your latte. But first, I need to ask you some very important questions about some of the world's most important issues. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. A big hour coming up. Stay with us. A very special guest, Randy Bachman. The Guess Who? Bachman Turner Overdrive, and now Bachman. Randy Bachman is back, and his debut album under the moniker Bachman Heavy Blues debuts April 14th. He has Neil Young involved. He has Peter Frampton involved. I heard the title track. It is a great record. Randy will join us, and he'll talk about his new project. And then, surprisingly cheap destinations for a spring break. You need to get away, maybe grab the kids. During the break, you want to go someplace, but you don't want to break the bank because you may still want to take a summer vacation as well. We'll have some ideas. And then the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo. Among other things, Christina is talking about Robert Durst. It'll teach you. Never say anything in the bathroom, especially if you're still wearing a microphone. Then, why kids are running away from Facebook in droves. And we start things off this hour with Starbucks. We're always talking about Starbucks on this show. Well, this week, Starbucks said they wanted their baristas to engage customers in conversations about race relations. That's an interesting situation. You're walking in there to get your coffee, maybe get some sort of a, I don't know, maybe a nice scone or a Danish or whatever they sell, and all of a sudden the barista looks at you, what do you think about race relations? Is this the place for this conversation? Do you want the pressure of knowing that you're going to be asked your opinion about things when you're just ordering some coffee in the morning? When all of a sudden did the retail venue become the place for you to be on guard and you have to be on when you walk in? Do you remember right after the Super Bowl, McDonald's had a promotion? You would have to go in and sing for your supper or whatever it is you would be asked to say something, do something, sing something, recite something. Nobody wants that pressure when they walk in. You want to walk in, you want to buy your food, and you want to walk out. And for Starbucks, okay, we know they're very socially conscious, but why do they need to put the pressure upon their customers to discuss things that they may not want to talk about in that situation? Are you comfortable discussing important issues, be it personal issues, political issues, national issues, with a complete stranger when you're simply buying a cup of coffee? Starbucks got a lot of blowback from this week. It's one thing to want to be able to stand on a soapbox and stand for a certain issue. It's something else to drag your customers along into it. So what is supposed to happen? Let's paint the picture. You walk in there, you're standing in line, and all of a sudden, the guy in front of you decides that he wants to start spewing off whatever his opinion is. And what's going to happen? Are you going to have arguments between customers and someone simply pouring your coffee in the morning? And the funny thing about the whole McDonald's thing after the Super Bowl, you heard about it for about a day or so, but then people kind of, you didn't hear anymore. Because I had people say, I'm not going to walk into McDonald's. Why do I want to have to stand there and have to sing because I'm ordering a Big Mac? You don't want that. And where does this come from? I could see with Starbucks because it comes all the way from the top because they are very active in several social issues. But with McDonald's, was that like some PR firm that said, look, this is going to be great. We're going to turn every single McDonald's location into The Voice, into American Idol. People are going to want to come in and they're going to want to sing. They're going to want to sing for those French fries. No, they're not. Come on. Can we please wake up, folks? If you own a business and you are selling a product, simply sell me the product. I don't care about your politics. I don't care about what you think. I don't care if you care what I think. I'm going in there to buy something, to purchase your product, to purchase your service. I give you my money. You give me my product. Our relationship is done. I will take my conversation, be it political or anything else, somewhere other than standing in line, waiting for a Pike's Peak roast. Stay with us. Randy Bachman coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This 7'1" center averaged almost 11 points and over 7 rebounds in an injury-riddled 10-year career. He's known for being picked right before Michael Jordan in the 1984 NBA draft.
Portland selects Sam Bowie, University of Kentucky.
So, where is Sam Bowie now? After retiring in 1995, Sam moved to Kentucky where he played college ball. He's one of just 36 players to have their number retired by the Kentucky Wildcats. Sam has become a successful racehorse owner, and you may have seen the 2012 ESPN documentary on his life called Going Big. Hip-hop star Jadakiss also mentioned him in one of his songs.
And what if Portland would have drafted Jordan instead of Sam Bowie?
Amazing! No one wants to be like Sam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. British marine experts have announced that stranded whales on British beaches will be killed by lethal injection rather than trying to refloat them into the safety of deep water. Researchers say that most beach whales in Britain have fatal damage to their internal organs once they beach and are being made to suffer as a result of what they're calling doomed attempts. But if there's a high chance of success, they will attempt to refloat the whales. Many of the whale breeds can be found in American waters, too, like the sperm, beaked, and northern bottlenose whale, which normally live and feed in deep water. However, dolphins and porpoises, which tend to arrive in mass strandings, won't be lethally injected by the British unless they're also found to be seriously ill. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.